watch the tape. Is there any chance TJ's going to play?
Well, first of all, I'm not done watching the tape. We got in at 2 a.m., so there were some, you know, obviously a lot of things to learn from on the tape. You know, Tom will start the game against Arizona. But, you know, like I said, after the game, we all have to do better.
What would you like to do better if you picked one or two things?
Yeah, look, John, I'm going to try to give you the best answer I can. You know, we have to finish drives. I think it was 5 or 6 games in a row where we were scoring a bunch of points. You know, I know that there was a different quarterback in there, but, you know, it seemed like we were finishing drives pretty well. We got to get back to finishing drives in the end zone, not with field goals and obviously not turnovers. You know, I think we just have to be more consistent in running the football. You know, I just think consistency is really the key theme. I mean, unless we had a 6-hour press conference, you know, there's just too many things to cover. Just really overall, it's the theme of consistency. Well, yeah, I mean, a couple times he only had a second to get the ball off. So, yeah, I mean, by physical force, he was thrown off his back foot. I mean, there were a couple times where, you know, he didn't even have a chance to get the ball out, you know. And so, I mean, we have to – if you guys are, you know, going to really study the tape, which I know you do, you know, you're able to watch the tape and stuff, you got to really look at it in all phases of the offense. It starts with coaching. We all got to coach better, starting with me. But it's never about one guy. It's never been about one guy. Football's about 11 guys trying to do the right thing on every play. How many times do you think that happens in a game? Very rarely. But that's what you're striving to get done. And if one or two guys break down, including the quarterback, but if one or two guys break down, the play's not going to be successful. And that happened, obviously, a lot yesterday.
Bill, you said yesterday that you have to coach better.
Yep.
It's on you.
Yep.
But to a man, every player we talked to, we told them what you said. They all said you can only do so much. The players have to execute on the field. That wasn't happening.
Yeah, Mark, the way that I was brought up in coaching is I never worked for or played for a coach that pointed fingers. Or I never worked for or played for a successful coach that pointed fingers. And, you know, I think the thing that I've always tried to do is look in the mirror. Like, what a coach is being a teacher. A coach is trying to get the most out of your players, trying to get your players to produce at a high level and play at a high level. And when that's not getting done, then you have to look in the mirror and think about how you're teaching it, how you're practicing it, how you're implementing it, how you're calling it, whatever it is. You know, obviously at times this year it's looked really good, but lately it has not. So I think it all comes down to that. You're not a coach worth your salt if you just stand up here and blame players. Like, that's not going to get you anywhere, and that's not going to get the team improved. The players play very hard. We have a great group of guys in that locker room. We've dealt with a lot of different things this year. It's not an excuse, but these guys are playing hard. I've told you time and time again, I'm 100% behind these players. I love these players. I enjoy coaching them, and I think it starts with me. I just need to figure out how to do a better job.
You mentioned trying to get everyone, 11 guys on the same page at the same time. So when you get to practice, what's the balance like of preparing for your next opponent but also just continuing to develop the skills you want your guys to have?
Well, that's a huge question. I mean, that's a great question. And that's really what it comes down to today and tomorrow as we head to Arizona. You know, what are our players doing the best schematically, tempo-wise? Sometimes you need to follow the theory of, you know, the KISS theory, keep it simple. And I think that's something that we have to look at. I think that yesterday's game plan, I don't think it was a real complex game plan, but, you know, I think we have to go back to looking at what our players do really well, what they have confidence in, and get back to doing that.
Even though the players don't believe you when you say it, do you still think they appreciate the fact that you blame yourself?
Even though the players don't believe it when I say it?
Yeah.
Well, how do you know that? They say, I don't believe what he says?
No, they say they don't believe it's your fault.
Oh. Yeah, I was just trying to clarify that. I mean, I believe that the players – no, I'm serious. I believe the players believe me. You know, I think I've earned their respect in that regard through my work ethic and the way I speak to the team. But, you know, I think it has to – coaching is about teaching and trying to get the best out of your players in a consistent manner. And if we're not doing that, then – and the players are giving really good effort, and, you know, then where do you start? Well, you start with yourself. You know, now look, if a guy's consistently jumping off sides, making the same mental mistakes – you know, just poor attitude, poor body language, you know, all those different things. Yeah, you're going to make a change with a player, but that's not the case. You know, these guys are playing hard. Everybody makes mistakes. We got to eliminate some of the mistakes, and we have to do a better job of coaching. That's the same answer you're going to get from me from now until, you know, however long I'm the head coach here, that's the answer you're going to get from me when we don't play well.
In the midst of a losing streak, is it difficult to just focus on the one game that's ahead because you're looking back at the games that you just have lost, and you know you have to take it a week at a time, but at the same time you want to get away from some of the things that have been problematic in those games?
Yeah, it's definitely hard to move past, especially a loss. It's a lot easier moving past a win, but you know, with the losses, you're always looking at, you know, the coulda, shoulda, woulda part of the game. But you know, I think that you have to also understand, like, how much of that carries over to Arizona, and you better turn the page pretty quickly. You know, like I said, we're not done kind of grinding on this tape right here, but, you know, we'll be done pretty soon, and we'll move on to Arizona, and we'll try to figure out what carries over to Arizona, what we have to do better that relates to the Arizona game.
At that time, you were up on a pace for about 130 yards rushing. I know you didn't get away with it when they scored a lot, but before they scored a lot, you didn't run like you did in the first half. Was it them or you?
Yeah, I don't know. I came out and I ran a weak side lead, and Aaron Donald, you know, blew us up in the backfield, and that wasn't a real good start to the running game, you know. And you know, I don't know. You know, that's what I'm kind of saying about me. You know, I think I just have to figure out what you know, figure out how to do a better job in those situations, and try to call some better plays.
Is this one of Kevin Johnson's better games since he's got back to the
game? Yeah, he played pretty well. There's no doubt about it. He was decent in coverage. He was quick to trigger in the running game. Really made a nice play on Austin outside play on the sideline. That made a nice hit. Yeah, he definitely played a good game.
Bill, change the subject for a second. Andre Johnson is going to be inducted in the Ring of Honor on Sunday. Some thoughts about the honor he's getting and Andre.
Yeah, I mean, Andre, you know, just personally meant a lot to me. And when I first came here, especially, you know, he was – out for a little bit there in the spring, but then he came to training camp and he was a true professional. You know, he was obviously in the latter part of his career, but he was a true professional. He worked very hard, very smart, very detailed guy, team guy. Players had a tremendous amount of respect for him. I remember when he came back into the team meeting room, you know, when he had held out for a little bit in the mini camp there, and I mean, I think they gave him a standing ovation. I mean, it was incredible, you know, just the respect that the players had for him. I had respect for him just from where I had been in New England. And I can remember Bill Belichick standing up in a team meeting before 2009 when we played him out here in New England, you know, just reading off his stats and what he's meant to this organization and the respect that he has around the league. I've gotten to know Andre a little bit as the years have gone by. You know, I wish he could have ended his career here. I know maybe he wishes that too, but it didn't work out that way. And I think that the fact that we're, you know, doing what we're doing for him is a credit to us, and obviously a huge honor for him to be honored that way. And I'll be glad to be a very, very small part of it.
During preparation this week, do you handle time the same way as you did last week? Do you handle him the same mentally? I know you do it on the field, but do you pump him up?
No, I mean, this is pro football. I mean, if you have to pump guys up, I mean, you got a problem, you know. So I think it's about correcting ball security, reads, correcting people around him, making sure that people around him. It's not, like I said, it's not just him. But it's not like, you know, I'm not going to come in the quarterback room with two pom-poms and do handstands and try to pump him up. Say, you're the best. You can do it. Like the little engine that could, like, that's not what I do. I just try to coach him, you know, and try to get him play better.
Is Jeff Allen hurt very bad?
I mean, Jeff Allen's a tough guy, so I think he'll be all right. But, you know, I think everybody's pretty banged up at this time of the year, but I think he'll be all right. I don't think it's, going to alter whether he can play or not.
So dominant. Do you see them doing different things to him the way they always did, J.J.?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're definitely focused a lot of attention on J.D. I mean, you have to. I mean, he's an explosive player. TFLs, sacks, chases the ball down, plays very hard. And so, yeah, there's a lot of attention paid to him on the front. And that's where it gives, some other guys a chance to make a play.
He seemed optimistic that he wasn't hurt too bad.
Yeah, I mean, he took a pretty good shot, so we'll have to – he's a tough guy. I mean, he's a Philly guy, very tough guy, especially for the way he's built. You know, he's one of our better receiver when it comes to blocking. He does a lot of different things for us that people probably don't even notice. And so, but he's slightly built. So, I don't know. We'll have to see how that goes during the week.
Miller looked really explosive in the first half. How do you guys get that to happen so quickly like it did in this past game?
You're talking about Lamar? Yeah. I mean, Lamar ran well. You know, I started Deontay and he pounded it in there a couple times, got a nice third and one for us. And Lamar went in there and did a nice job. And, I got to figure out what to do on my end of things to keep that running game going.
This might sound stupid because no one really likes.
No, nothing that you guys say will ever. Don't lead into that question that way.
This sounds really smart then. When you're, no one wants to be in this position, maybe, and you've had a couple of years where you've been able to turn things around. Are you someone that maybe not wouldn't want to ask for it, but enjoys coaching with your back against the wall like this, where you know there's so much pressure to keep getting wins now?
No, I would much rather be 9-0. I can honestly tell you that. I don't enjoy being 3-6.
Did you talk about Braxton and what you were hoping to do out of those two
players? Yeah, just trying to mix it up a little bit, and then, I just felt like it didn't really help the rhythm of the offense. It wasn't Braxton's fault. It was just, it just didn't really help what we were trying to do. You know, it didn't have the effect that I thought it was going to have.
You mentioned some of the extra attention that Devin Clowney is getting, and he said after the game there was a little extra attention on that 94-yard touchdown. What can be done for a guy like Clowney? Like, what can he do to maybe, get the referees to see when certain things might be happening to him when he's got an arm around his shoulder or something like that?
This is a great question, and I have to be very careful the way I answer it. On that particular play, he beat the guy. And he was running towards the quarterback, and that's where I'll kind of end because you guys can watch the tape. So, look, it is what it is. They made a play. We didn't get the call. So that's just kind of how it is when you're not winning.